Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. Jesus Christ came into this world from His Father's throne in heaven. On many occasions, Jesus informed His disciples and others that He had come down to earth from heaven. "For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me." John 6:38. "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." John 6:50-51. But Jesus not only told of His coming to earth from God Almighty, He also spoke of His return to the Father. "Now I go my way to Him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." John 16:5-7. The Apostle Peter wrote of the 8 souls who were saved by water, "The like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto Him." 1 Peter 3:20-22. Peter makes several affirmations which we need to examine briefly in this study. When Jesus Christ had completed the work on earth the Father had sent Him to do, He ascended to the Father. The record of Christ's ascension is found in Luke 24:50-51, and in Acts 1:9-11. I shall read only the record in Acts. "And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up. And a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven." Acts 1:9-11. When Jesus ascended to God in heaven, He was seated on the right hand of the Father. That was one of the main emphases in Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. Peter spoke of Christ being crucified by the Jews and the Romans, and of His resurrection from the dead. And then he added, "Therefore being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has shed forth this which you now see and hear." Acts 2:33. The Hebrew writer speaks of Christ being the brightness of God's glory, the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power. When Jesus Christ had purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. Oddly enough, there are modern theologians who refuse to use the kind of language which I have read to you from 1 Peter, from Acts, and from Hebrews. The New Testament and Psalms, an inclusive version, renders 1 Peter 3:21 as follows, "Who has gone into heaven and is at God's side to rule over angels, authorities, and powers." Page 365. According to the translators of this perverted version, speaking of Christ being seated at the right hand of God might be offensive to people who are left-handed. The translators want to be politically correct, even if it means deliberately mistranslating the original language. There is no excuse for such unscholarly and unreasonable use of any document, whether scripture or otherwise. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.